Tay. Welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. As always, I'm your hostess, Queen Titania. On today's episode, we will be discussing three simple words. Those words are, I can relocate. Why these words? Why would I devote an entire episode of my podcast to the words, I can relocate? Because, frankly, I think the words, I can relocate, are an example of something that is epidemic in the BDSM lifestyle. Think about it. I can relocate. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I am talking about a very common response on sites like FetLife, CollarMe, and even professional resources such as Eros or Backpage. Submissives will contact you saying that they want to be enslaved by you. You might mention, well, you live 2,000 miles away from me, in a different country. Do you want to serve me online or over the phone? And they'll say, I can relocate. This isn't something they've said after months of discussion. This isn't something they've said to you after you've befriended them. This isn't something that comes up after a long, deliberative process. This comes up in the second or third email. Sometimes in the first email, where they contact you and say, blah blah blah, I am the most devoted slave. I will do anything for you. I will crawl on the ground. I will eat your poopy. I will drink all of your pee-pee. I am the ultimate slave. I can relocate. Now, what does this usually mean? And what does it say about the person making the offer? I'll tackle the second question first, because what it means is pretty straightforward. What it says about the person making the offer is pretty interesting to me. When someone starts off a conversation saying they can relocate, telling you that they'll just move to wherever the fuck you live to serve you as your slave, it means that they want you to think they're very serious about this. It means they want you to think they're super, super serious about this. But what it says about them is that they don't take this very seriously at all. They don't take this seriously because they're basically saying that for the first person who responds to my email positively, I will move across the country. I will move across the sea. I will cross international borders. I will uproot my entire life for you if you just respond to my email and say, I'll enslave you. Now, obviously, it isn't as simple as that. Obviously, they're not going to move that very second if they mean what they say. But they never mean what they say. It's always just a ploy. They want you to think they're serious. Maybe at that second they feel serious. Maybe they really mean it, that they've just been overcome by your photos, and maybe they read a couple sentences of your ad, and they're bound and determined to come live with you and be your slave. But more realistically, they just mean, I'm the real deal. I'm so serious that I'll fucking move across the country just to be your slave. Isn't it kind of ironic that they're saying something that shows they are entirely unserious and insincere about their statements, in an effort to seem more serious, to seem like the most serious slave possible. It's pretty ridiculous when you think about it. But, in the end, it's a sign that this slave and many slaves just don't take BDSM very seriously, and yet they claim to. They don't see BDSM as on the same level as a real relationship. Or maybe they do. Maybe this kind of person treats relationships that casually, or is so desperate, that they will pack up and leave for the first person who shows the slightest bit of interest. But realistically, if someone messaged them on OkCupid and said, "Why don't you move over here? I think we have a lot in common," they're not going to treat that as a serious offer. No. But for BDSM to be a slave? This is the most common thing in the world. It's not very common for someone to offer to give up school, give up work, give up family and friends, to move across the country and start a relationship. It's usually not on the table at the beginning. You may talk to someone long distance. You may fall in love, and this may be put on the table later on. But at first, no one thinks about this. No one thinks about changing their entire life unless they're seriously disturbed. Until they at least meet the person. Until they know something about them. And they have to be completely crazy. Or completely insincere to think about it from the get-go, from the first message. So they don't put BDSM relationships on the same level that they would love, or maybe even a job. If they're looking for a job, they're probably looking for that job in their neck of the woods. If they're looking for love, they're probably going on dates. They're probably doing speed dating in their hometown, not 100 miles away. And yet, subs and some doms will cast out a wide net, hoping to nab anyone desperate enough to give them the time of day, because they don't take DS relationships seriously. To them, it's all just a joke. So you need to think, if you're contacting someone who you would need to relocate to serve, with the intention of relocating, you aren't taking this very seriously. If you're keeping an open mind, that's fine. You can keep an open mind. But if you are intending to introduce yourself with the goal of relocating from that introduction and telling them that you will relocate in that introduction or in the first couple emails, you simply aren't taking this seriously. Just look at it. Just look at it from the dom's point of view. You want her to enter into a very serious live-in relationship with someone she has just talked to for the first time in a message on a BDSM dating or lifestyle website. She doesn't know you. Would you go up to someone at a bar and say, "I'm looking to move in. I'm looking to have someone move in with me," just from the first introduction, from the first hello? Before the first kiss, would you tell them that you're looking for someone to share an apartment with? Before you've even hugged, would you tell them that you're looking for a lifetime relationship? With them? this isn't just an interest in a lifetime relationship. This isn't just stating they want to be a slave. This is saying, I want to be your slave. I want to move in with you. And I want this now. This isn't even something that happens after a long email response from the dom or sub who's being contacted and told that they want this relationship. No. This happens after a one line or even a one word response. I'll just respond with hello, and I'll get, are you looking for live-in slaves? I'll respond with, you wish to serve online because of the distance involved, correct? Knowing that the response is going to be, I can relocate. Like I said, I have a bit of a sense of humor with these things, so I do like to get a get an idea of how often these responses are sent out. So I will humor these annoying boys from time to time, just to see if it's yet another person who wants to say, I can relocate, and then that'll be the last thing they get to say to me. But just think about it in terms of the real world. Think about what you're saying before you say it. Think about what it says about you. It says that you have nothing going for yourself. If your life is so miserable as it is, that you're willing to just move, quit your job and move, say goodbye to your family and move, and live with someone you've never met before? What does that say about your life? What does that say about your makeup? What does that say to the person you're contacting? It doesn't sound like you're a very happy person. It doesn't sound like you're very successful. It doesn't sound like you have much to offer. So why are you leading with that? Why are you even thinking of that? Think about it. It doesn't say anything good about you. And it probably indicates you need to reevaluate your life. Because you shouldn't be thinking about packing up and moving in with the first person who shows the least bit of interest in you, with the first person whose photos you like on the internet. You shouldn't be dreaming about these kind of things. You shouldn't be obsessing over these kind of things. You should try and find your way into the world of BDSM in a more limited basis beforehand. Because guess what? So many of these people say they're complete novices. Say they've never done this before. They're often 18 to 22. They're college-aged. Or they're an older, married or just divorced person who has never gotten to explore this because of their relationship. They've probably been dreaming about it every night in a cold, sexless marriage, but that doesn't mean they're ready for it. That doesn't mean it's a good idea. When you're contacting someone, don't contact them with a fantasy, unless they're looking to roleplay online. Contact them for something serious, because you're never going to find anything in this lifestyle. If you're living in a fantasy world, you're never going to experience anything in an actual lifestyle. If you go about your life telling people you have never met, that you have never talked to, that you do not know, that you will relocate. Even if, let's say, you're the 1 in 1 million who's independently wealthy and could move into their own place and lead a life independent of the dom, just serving her, or vice versa, independent of the slave, having them move to you, and not requiring one person or the other to be dependent on the other? Even if that's the case, why would you do it for someone you don't know? Why would you put that on the table so early on? It's because you don't have respect for this lifestyle. You don't have respect for what goes on in it. Instead of just putting your foot in the shallow end before getting in the kiddie pool and just seeing what the water is like, you need to dive in because you've watched too much fucking porn. People say that professional dominatrixes don't have respect for this lifestyle because we charge money. We exist so that people who have fantasies can live them out. So that people who want to experience intense fetish play, intense, dominant, and submissive scenarios, so that they can live them out without committing themselves to something bigger. Because not everyone can. Not everyone has the time. When someone treats BDSM like a drive to the post office, when someone treats a lifetime commitment to a dominant-slave relationship like it's as easy as going to McDonald's, it's as easy as going to the movie theater, it's just something you do for fun. It's something that's disposable, something that's just casual entertainment, something that's normal, part of our day-to-day lives. That shows intense disrespect for the relationship. So if you're listening to this, and you're thinking about contacting someone far off who you want to relocate to, think about what kind of a message it sends when you say you can relocate, or that you want to relocate. Think about if you can. If you don't have a job and you want to relocate, how are you going to pay to move? Can you even afford the plane ticket? Or are you basically trying to find a dom who'll fly you out? Is this because you want to be a slave? Or is this because you can't find a job? And you think it'll be easier to serve someone hand and foot and maybe get fucked in the ass by a strap-on dildo or a real big black cock? Is it because you can't deal with your family? Or because you actually want to serve someone and you understand all of the responsibilities, all of the sacrifices that you'll need to endure? Just think about it. Because that's what I think about every time you contact me saying you can relocate. I immediately think that you can't relocate. You're just trying to jerk off to the idea of being a live-in slave. In some cases, you're living in a fantasy world. In some cases, you're miserable. You're lonely. You can't communicate with the opposite sex, or you can't come to grips with the fact that you're attracted to the same sex. And so you try and get yourself into the most extreme sexual relationship you can think of that doesn't require any emotional attachment in your mind. To you, slavery isn't about a connection between people. It's about satisfying something in them and in you. It's about doing things and having things done to you. It isn't emotional. It isn't spiritual. It isn't anything but meat packing. It isn't anything but mechanical. It isn't anything other than what you've seen in porn. So if your entire exposure to BDSM is porn, don't think about relocating. and don't tell people you want to relocate. I hope this has been useful, or at least amusing. I know I'm amused every time I see those messages. But I hope that some slaves out there are listening to this and not realizing that when they send that message out, that they're turning off everyone who reads it. Because in the real world, there are very few doms who have harems of slaves on lavish estates. There are very few mansions with cages in the basements and slaves sleeping in doggy beds. There are very few people who expect nothing in return other than the lavish devotion of a slave who they'll provide with a secure life just for their service. No, in the real world, people want a connection. They want to know the person, and they want equal contributions. So just think about that. In the next episode, I'll be running down my trip to Miss Rubber World this year. So I should have that up in the next day or two. Yes, I'm actually going to try and get 2 episodes up in a week for a change. So until then, ta-ta.